Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Hello, I'm here with Just Janie this morning for Fancy New Band. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having us.
This is so great. I've just been loving, like, talking about this album so far with you. Ready to hear the songs, ready for everyone else to hear the songs. So, yeah, what's the first track you're going to play?
The first song is the title track of our album. It's called Mythology of the Girls. And I like to say one line. It's about the Manson girls and why they should have stayed home.
Yeah.
Just my once of being pretty, belonging to the flower children of the night, now yellowed against the seams. Those wilted daisy crowns don't fit right. Oh, Mr. Cadillac, won't you take her?
Wow, that was beautiful. Like,
thank you.
I find that such an interesting concept. Like, just being, I don't know too much about the Manson girls, but I know that obviously they were quite manipulated in the idea of,
yeah,
you know, the Hollywood stars being these evil beings, like Satans.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's just, yeah, so unfortunate. That was like a gorgeous song, almost just like, you know, yeah, I don't.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, the psychology behind it fascinated me. So I really enjoyed delving into the women's perspectives in these stories. And yeah, it's really fascinating.
Yeah, for everyone listening, so the album is named after that title track.
Yeah, Mythology of the Girls.
Mythology of the Girls. And it's pretty much based off like a nostalgic look in a modern lens of folk music, like women in folk music of the late 60s, early 70s, and how, yeah, it could have been different. Could have been a lot nicer.
Definitely. It's sort of, I guess, a concept album and looking at that nostalgia and breaking it away and deconstructing our own rose-tinted goggles for an era that we've only experienced through art and culture and fashion and books and sort of, yeah, questioning that love of an era that really stigmatized women and men.
Yeah. An era that still humans had a lot to work on, yes, pretty much.
Yeah, and we've come so far, but we've got a long way to go.
100%. And so you've got a sister song to this, which I'm hoping might be the next one.
No, unfortunately, it's not. But, you know, people can go listen to the album. The sister song is Cielo Drive. It features some very silky vocals from my brother Tim Shaw, who's playing with me today on guitar. And it's all about what happened next in the story, which is a real life true event. So yeah, if you're interested, look up Just Janie.
Yeah, go listen to the album. Which, by the way, sorry, before I really was quite interested in all of this because it sounds amazing. You recorded this in like an old
wool shed. Yeah, so it's a 1927 converted wool shed at Sublime Studios in the Waitaki Valley. Yeah,
and everything on tape as well, which I think 100% was needed to create the atmospheric sound of the era.
Like, yeah, thank you. I think that was a big part of choosing tape, was creating both the sonic and thematic elements of the album, and tape was the way to go.
100%. Ah, well, I'll stop talking. Let you go on.
This next song is called Margot. It's about the love story of Princess Margaret and Peter Townsend. So it's another oldie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
a modern Romeo and Juliet. Favor, Thank you.
That was a great song as well. I loved how it like almost felt like a steady, like very intense speed walk, if that makes sense.
Thank you.
like a very like power stride, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, it's the most upbeat song on the album, and it's definitely got a bit of a groove. It's
a bit of swagger to it. Yeah. That Princess Margot, she was, just trying to recall, she was the one who dated the American man, right?
Possibly.
Oh.
Maybe. I can't speak on that.
Thinking of a different one.
She is Queen Elizabeth I's
sister. Oh, yeah, Princess Margaret.
Yeah. So she was quite an icon in her day. And she...
Party girl.
Yeah, she was told she couldn't marry the love of her life due to the crown. And so it was a bit of a something she gave up, really, and quite a sad story.
Yeah, that is... Yeah. That. It does suck.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. What a bummer for your day.
Like you said, Romeo and Juliet. Oh, thank you for caring. No, like, I remember watching that in the crowd. she was... I'm not too huge on the royal family, but, like, that, like, regardless is, like... I think she always seemed like the more sane one.
Yeah, and like, I sort of fell in love with her from Vanessa Kirby's portrayal in The Crown as well.
Yeah, she did such a good job at it.
Yeah, she was phenomenal, and it really kind of started my education on Princess Margaret or Margot.
Yeah, from there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a royalist either. Yeah. I don't know if any... I'm not
really
sure.
I feel like there's many of us around.
No, it's a bit problematic at the moment, isn't it? Which, yeah. I mean, aligns with this album. It's all about women and...
the complexities.
Society. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, women haven't been great for the whole time we've been around as well.
Well, we've got, so far to go, but we've come so far. Oh. And so I think it is just, we just got to keep working towards.
100%. And looking back at these moments as well throughout history is all part of it. Like, I love learning through other people's mistakes.
Definitely. That's the best way to look at it, as you can learn and be better from past experiences and mistakes.
Yeah. Well, we've got one last song, which I'm really bummed about, actually, because I'm really enjoying this.
Thank you.
What are you going to play?
We're going to play a song called The River. And before we go, I would love to introduce our banjo player, Finlay Passmore. He's normally on drums for this album, but we get him out for The River, which is exciting. It's been a pleasure to be here. And we've got a show tonight at Cupid Bar. So for any of you looking for something to do for your Friday evening, we'd love you to come and have a little boogie with us.
That is, I believe I saw it was sold out, though, which is...
No.
Oh,
no,
it's not?
It's just the early bird tickets.
Okay, don't let the radar fool you.
There's two tiers and, there's still some general admission.
That's so good. Okay. Yeah.
Well, get your hands on those.
Everyone who's enjoying it, 100% head on down to Cupid.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you as well.
Oh, when mother, I'm learning.
someone else's breaking. If I could ice the river to hold someone that I love in the water.
What a beautiful song to end it off with, too.
Thank you so much.
And that was River.
That was the River, yeah. The final river. Track on the album.
Oh my gosh. What a great end of like final track as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Just Janie, for coming in. Just Janie, Janie.
Just Janie, Janie, both. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and thank you so much to Finley and Tim for coming in as well. This has been an incredible morning. I'd love to talk more now, but time has escaped us.
We'll do it off air sometime.
Yeah, 100%. For everyone listening, go and check out Mythology of the Girls and also go and buy a ticket to tonight's show at Cupid Bar.
Yeah, please do. We'd love to see you there.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.